The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. Bev Prentice is operating the board. Thank you. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And we have Jesse Tobin McCauley on the show this morning with us, the cultural assistant in the office.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody? This is how we start as we near the end of November and the beginning of Thanksgiving and the beginning of the holiday season. Every conversation begins with namaste. And then you just continue to talk. And then maybe you end the conversation with another namaste. Because we all have to remain calm through the crazy. That's what it's about. Speaking of crazy, we do have a lot of crazy going on in the Office of Cultural Development and the City of Pittsfield throughout the end of November and mostly the month of December. Whew. So we'll start with the first Friday of December, which is the tree lighting in Pittsfield.
Yeah, the City of Pittsfield tree lighting.
The City of Pittsfield tree lighting is typically this event happens the first Friday of the month. Friday, December 6th is the tree lighting. And our signature event at the Office of Cultural Development in the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts is the Wreath Art Auction. This is the 10th year. Can you believe that? It's the 10th year of this event. Whoa. So Bev does a wreath every year, and so do about 50 to 75 other wreaths come in to this event. Springside Greenhouse Group is a very key component to this event, and we've gotten a lot of donations this year. Some from the employees at Big Y are taking part in it. There's other shops around Pittsfield and shop owners, entrepreneurs that are getting in on the act. The Wreath Art Auction is Friday, December 6th. It starts at 5 o'clock with a grab and grow. Grab and go.
Go. Don't
grab,
grow.
Don't
grab
grow.
And go. Please go with your wreaths.
All right. Jesse's going to tell us more about what happens that evening.
The grab and go starts at 5 o'clock. And then a live auction at 6:30 right after the tree lighting. So if you're going to the tree lighting, make your way over to the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts for the live auction with hopefully our surprise guest host.
Yes, possibly. It is happening. We do believe the surprise guest host, the auctioneer of the past, you're going to figure it out, but we're not going to tell you. It's still, we're calling her the surprise guest host.
I possibly took over her job.
There's a lot of
hints. That's the hint.
A lot of hints happening. So we do believe that she is coming back to be the auctioneer extraordinaire for this event. And there's usually about 15-ish wreaths auctioned off, and it gets feisty.
Very. If you have not been in the past, it is my ultimate favorite event ever. Before I worked at the Liechtenstein, I came every year. My husband and I go. He really likes to drive up the prices on the wreaths and get people going. And it's all for a great cause. It's for the food pantry, so why not?
The proceeds go to the South Community Food Pantry, and over the course of the last 10 years, we've raised almost $30,000 for the food pantry. And that food pantry is known this time of year for Thanksgiving Angels, which is the one-day event where they give out over a thousand meals for Thanksgiving to families. But every single week in Pittsfield, they serve 1,200 families in that pantry alone, South Community Food Pantry. So we're so grateful to be a part of helping that pantry and the wonderful families of Pittsfield. So grab and go wreaths start at 5 o'clock. Friday, December 6th, and then Saturday, excuse me, and then the auction starts at 6:30. I can't read and
talk. Right. The auction starts at 6:30, so, and there is a suggested donation at the door of $10, which that money goes to the food pantry also. And come early at 5 for the grab and go, or come at the after the tree lighting and stay for some refreshments and some fun. And it's all just about holiday decor, holiday fun. It's very festive. And
it is very festive. Yeah. There are traditional wreaths. There are non-traditional wreaths. Sometimes there are sleds decorated. There's been a bicycle decorated in the past.
Yeah.
There are centerpieces. So there really is something for everyone. And we call it a holiday wreath decoration. But frankly, some of them can be winter decorations.
It's just winter. Right. Yeah. It's very nondescript for. Yeah.
So what if, open what for if everyone. One is not really wintry?
Then it's going to be just fine.
Okay.
And the mayor has said that he will be there.
Theme.
Yes. This made me think of it because the mayor is a active participant in the auction, and he prefers beach themes. So there are other themes as well that go for a lot of money. So yes, save the date. Friday, December 6th, the Wreath Art Auction at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. All of that information and all of the information that we talk about is on lovepittsfield.com, lovepittsfield.com. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Jesse Tobin McCulley, the cultural assistant, on the show with us this week to talk about all the fun things happening in the City of Pittsfield in December and beyond. This show will air on Friday, November 22nd and Friday, November 29th. Which is approaching the Thanksgiving holiday and the day after the Thanksgiving holiday. So we hope that everyone is approaching that holiday and celebrating the holiday with lots of peace and grace and back to the namaste.
And calm.
And calm. And calm, for sure. Part of that weekend of the fun things Friday night, December 6th is the Wreath Art Auction, and then the tree lighting is also December 6th, but part of the weekend is the Festive Frolic. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, right?
That
so
is...
So much.
Yeah, the Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., as always, Rebecca Breen and Kim Gritman go above and beyond in DPI land. And on Saturday, there's a European holiday market on Dunham Mall.
Yeah, outside. I mean, obviously, on Dunham Mall.
Outside. No, but people ask for this in the winter. Right? A winter outdoor market. And some people say, oh my gosh, how are you going to do this? Well, you're going to do it and you're going to bundle up. It's winter. People like to be outside in the winter.
And it's quintessential. It's happening. They have them in Europe. They have them all over. Outside market, wintertime. Hopefully some hot drinks available, some cool vendors.
Yeah. Yes, all of the above. And there's also a few bazaars, like Berkshire Bazaar, B-A-Z-A-A-R, not B-I-Z.
Though it might be.
Berkshire Bazaar, a holiday craft fair of sorts by Thistle and Thorn Floral, is taking place at the Holiday Inn that day. So that is the one where 101 is on West Street. Used to be the Hilton, then it was the Crown Plaza, now it's the Holiday Inn. That's taking place on Saturday, December 7th as well. There are some free children's activities downtown and a kid's paint and sip at St. Stephen's, and then some photo ops with Santa, and they're bringing back the Where's Winston scavenger hunt. They did this at one point. Winston is Darren Derby and other Pittsfield police officers' dogs. It's the representative dog of the PPD, and he's the cutest thing you've ever seen. So they made up these stickers, and they do a scavenger hunt of Where's Winston, and there are prizes for some of the scavenger hunters. All of this information is also on lovepittsfield.com, or you can go to downtownpittsfield.com as well. It's going to be a great weekend, Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th. A lot of activities to get you through that weekend for sure. And then, you know, you think, oh, we're going to be kind of bored after that weekend. Oh, no.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. Nuh-uh. Not a chance. We have the coolest thing happening the following weekend, Pittsfield's Bricktacular Weekend. So Bricktacular refers to Legos. And as many people know, we have this awesome store in Pittsfield called Bottomless Bricks. And the owner is Erin Laundry, and she was a contestant on season 3 of Lego Masters. And one of her co-contestants was a 21-year-old now.
Yeah. Probably 19 then. I don't know. He was definitely young.
Late teens, early 20s. His name is Dominic Forte, and he's known as Dom, but his handle on social media is CoolGuyDom02. CoolGuyDom02. Mm-hmm. He's the coolest thing, even, you know, middle-aged moms.
Yeah, we know about him, right? We're done with the kids. Cool. I'm on TikTok.
So we have this whole weekend of fun Lego activities planned. Jesse's going to tell us more about that as well.
It's a full weekend of Lego fun on December 14th and 15th, featuring Dom and Erin at different spots around town. Kicking off on Saturday, December 14th, there's a meet and greet with Dom at Bottomless Bricks from 1 to 3. So come by there, meet Dom, figure out how the heck he got on Lego Masters as a 19-year-old TikTok star, yeah, which is super awesome. And if you haven't been to Bottomless Bricks, you must check it out if you're a Lego fan or not, or if you want to get into Lego. And then later that night, there'll be a Bricks and Brews at Hot Plate at 7 p.m. And this is an adult 21 plus event. And we will be featuring this custom set that's been made specifically for this event, a Love Pittsfield set that is available to the first 30 folks who come to Hot Plate that night at 7. And Erin's going to have other gift and go Lego sets that she's creating specially for this event also.
Did you say Brick and Brews?
Bricks and brews. Legos and beer.
Brewing.
Yeah.
Right. So you can build. Yeah.
Not B-R-U-I-S.
No.
What?
No. B-R-E-W-S. Brews, like beer.
Bricks and brews. Bricks and beers or bricks and coffee. All the brews that
All
Hot
the
Plate
brews
has to
are
offer.
Are going to be there for sure.
So those are the two events happening on Saturday of the Bricktacular Weekend. And then on Sunday, the December 15th, we're doing a build and watch. Dom was on season 3 with Erin, but he also was featured on the holiday Bricktacular. So we will be showing one of those episodes from the Holiday Bricktacular special, and you can meet Dom again, chat with him. Erin will be doing a Q&A after the viewing, and it is at Wander Berkshire, which is at 34 Depot Street, an amazing new community space. And that is from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. on Sunday the 15th. And all weekend, also, you guys can head out downtown for a scavenger hunt and find Dom's sticker. Take pictures, post it on Instagram, hashtag Love Pittsfield, or tag us for a chance to win some prizes.
Dom's sticker and Erin's sticker are the coolest.
Yes, they're
so
adorable.
Cute.
They're adorable.
And go to lovepittsfield.com. This is front and center on the homepage, but also within the event section as well. And you can see their stickers about all this fun stuff.
And there will be giveaways all weekend. It's just meant for fun, families, everybody, fanatics, fans alike.
It is important, which we do hope to have Erin on the show soon to talk about all the cool Lego stuff. But as you're holiday shopping, do not buy your Legos online anymore, because she and Bottomless Bricks have all you need for Legos. They really do. They have the full sets. They have these cool gift bags where she makes up hearts or ornaments or something, some things like that. She has flowers available.
She's doing a dreidel. For this event too. Yeah, she has everything. It's an amazing store, and she's wonderful.
It's so cool.
A gem in Pittsfield.
She's famous. I mean, she was on this cool show nationwide, you know, shown around the world, actually.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very, very cool. So there truly is something for everyone involved in this Lego weekend. Pittsfield's Bricktacular Weekend, December 14th and 15th. Again, all of the information is on lovepittsfield.com. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. We have Jesse Tobin McCulley on the show this week to talk about all the cool things happening in Pittsfield over the course of the next several weeks. Also, the weekend of Pittsfield's Bricktacular is the Holiday Shindy.
Oh, right.
This has been going on for years, for 17 years.
Wow.
It's been a magical shopping destination. The new location is at the Masonic Temple. Saturday, December 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is a small admission fee, but they have dozens of vendors. And do your holiday shopping. There is some holiday markets the weekend of the 7th, and there is the Shindy the weekend of the 14th. LovePittsfield.com for all of your information. But please, please remember to shop local during this holiday season and all year round. But there are things, this is what I always say, you can look at things online. Before you press buy now, say, where can I buy this locally? And usually there are places in Pittsfield and the Berkshires that that item or something very similar would be available. So please buy local this holiday season for sure. All of the events that we're talking about are on lovepittsfield.com, and they also, many of them are featured in our newly reimagined
Refreshed
Love Pittsfield newsletter, which Jesse has been working hard at curating. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, we're just trying to give it a little bit more of a concise feel so you can kind of get a little snapshot of all the cool things going on, and then you can go to the website for everything. So just remember, if you get the e-blast or if you want to sign up for it, everything in the e-blast is not everything, I guess. It's just a snapshot of what's going on for the week ahead, focusing on culture and arts and dance and theater in the wonderful city of Pittsfield. But everything, the full calendar is available on lovepittsfield.com. And please subscribe if you'd like to get a weekly e-blast on Wednesdays.
And it does feature something every day. So
yes.
It's just it's exactly what Jesse said. It's a good snapshot of what's happening every day. And it also shows the breadth of events going on in Pittsfield. For example, the one that was just sent out this week. Friday, there is live music at Drifters at Bosque. On Saturday, the Wandering Dance Festival comes to amazing showcase performance closure at the Colonial Theater.
Yes, I just bought tickets for that. The culmination of a week-long festival.
It's awesome. We thank Milltown Foundation for that. It's been a great week. And then Sunday, there's a Domingo brunch at Dottie's, which is a weekly occurrence, but the musicians rotate every week. There's some writing box youth workshops happening at the library this upcoming week. Paint a Pint at Thistle and Mirth with Berkshire Art Center. That's on Tuesday. That's the Berkshire Art Center that puts that on.
Yes. And then on Wednesday, which the kids have no school, if people aren't aware, Bottomless Bricks is doing a build of the month, and it's going to be a turkey for Thanksgiving. So you can stop in. It's a fee of $6. You can stop in anytime, I believe, from 11 to 6. No need to register, but a fun thing to do with the kids since they're off of school if they like Legos or turkeys.
That's awesome. Again, this Love Pittsfield newsletter is available to all of you. If you are not subscribing, you can go to lovepittsfield.com, and there is a beautiful button saying subscribe in the top right. Click on that, fill out your name and your email, and you can get this newsletter in your inbox every week that talks about the week ahead of events. Have you seen the Love Pittsfield billboards?
No,
they're still up.
They're up. They're around town.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They're very eye-catching, if I say so myself.
I don't get out this way that often.
I know. You'll have to look for them when you're back in Pittsfield during the day. There is one on Elm Street that is one I go by most often, and then one out in the Allendale area, and then one on Tyler Street.
Yes, about the Cricket Store. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do say Love Pittsfield, which we are shouting from the rooftops these days. Our website is lovepittsfield.com. Our newsletter is Love Pittsfield. We are showing all the love we can for Pittsfield. And we even have some Love Pittsfield merch. We have some totes and some umbrellas, t-shirts, some winter hats. And all of that will be a part of the giveaways for some of the events happening with the Lego weekend, the Pittsfield's Bricktacular weekend. But if you are out and about and want to come by the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts and see the art that's on the wall, stop in and we will give you some merch. We've got lots of it.
And speaking of the art on the walls, there actually is a closing reception for the current show on Saturday, November 23rd. Visible, the Berkshire Art Association's biennial show, will be closing, and it is from noon to 2 on Saturday the 23rd. So that show is wonderful. If you have not had a chance to see it the past 2 months, stop on by.
Yes, and then in December, we'll be featuring the Wreath Art Auction, and then we also host Miss Halls for their gallery class, puts on an exhibition in December, and then we gear up for February in the 10x10 Festival. The 10x10 Festival is happening in 2025 from February 13th to the 23rd, 2025, and it will feature many things that we know and love, including Berkshire's Jazz, something happening at the Hancock Shaker Village with the Winter Festival, the Big Chill. Berkshire Museum is trying to figure out what they can do within their construction realm. And we are featuring some mural artists at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. What is the name of that show?
Yes, it'll be called Off the Streets, getting the mural artists around Pittsfield really off the streets and showcasing their work in a gallery, smaller works obviously than the murals that have been created. So there'll be 10 of us in the show, and the opening will be February 13th.
February 13th.
So don't say there's not much happening in February, because there's so much.
So much happening. And we do have a cool thing that we're teaming up again with Legos and Bottomless Bricks. It's called a Griebling wall.
It is. We're not really sure what that is, but
G-R-E-E-B-L-I-N-G. It's a Lego term, Griebling. And we're learning it. Griebling wall. And it is going to be hung on the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts wall when you come in, and it will be a temporary / semi-permanent work of art spelling Love Pittsfield in the Love Pittsfield logo, but it will be also interactive in that every community member that wants to and comes in, you can put Legos on the wall to make it three-dimensional.
Like you will fill it in, right, with Lego pieces, hence the word griebling, I guess. We're going to griebel.
Griebel. Is that a verb? Can we use it as a verb?
I'm going to.
Okay. I like it.
We'll have to ask Aaron. Yeah. It's time to
griebel. So this wall will be installed in January, and we are going to do something on Valentine's Day to show love for Love Pittsfield on February 14th to help install, help fill in, help create the wall, the griebling wall with Love Pittsfield. It's going to be super cool. We're very excited. And this thought came to us because Erin at Bottomless Bricks has one with her logo, with their logo, Bottomless Bricks logo. So we were sitting there meeting about this awesome Bricktacular weekend happening in December and said, wow, we should really think about getting one for Love Pittsfield for our brand and keeping it top of mind for people that come
into the motto going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So check that out. That will be a part of the 10x10 festival as well. The 10x10 events will be on the city's Love Pittsfield website, lovepittsfield.com, probably starting at the beginning of January. We'll have those solidified. If anyone out there would like to be a part of the 10x10 in any way, please let us know. They are typically 10 themed events of any nature, art-related or otherwise, and we will include you in the listing for the 10x10 Upstreet Arts Festival. Of course, the biggest, the center of the event is the Barrington Stage 10x10 New Play Festival, which is 10 10-minute plays, and they have been doing that since this festival's inception. It was actually artistic director Julianne Boyd's idea to do the 10 by 10 festival. She came to our office and said, we want to do a 10 by 10 new play festival, and we'd love the city to take part in the overall festival. And ta-da!
And here we are.
Here we are.
That's amazing. I did not know that.
Yes, 14 years later. Fun fact. And so that saved the date for February 13th through the 23rd. February 13th through the 23rd. We hope that there's some snow, so Bosque will have something. They usually do something involved in the 10 by 10 festival. The fireworks are likely happening on that Saturday, February 22nd. So save the date for that. Lots of winter fun.
Supposed to snow next week.
I heard that.
Just a little bit.
We are pro snow. I mean, in the winter, I'm pro snow. If you're going to be here in
if
the winter,
it's going to be cold.
Yeah,
it should be pretty.
Might as well snow.
I like looking at it through the window.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes,
in your warm house, that sounds lovely. Also, but sometimes it's good to be out and about in it, like the winter market on Saturday, December 7th, the European holiday winter market on Dunham Mall, and many of the 10 by 10 events in February. People bundle up and they go outside. No one in New England is really afraid of the winter. You just bundle up, put your hat and mittens on, and get out into
the... Yep, you can deal with it. Have some fun.
Into the elements, for sure. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development housed at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts in Pittsfield. And we have Jesse Tobin-McCulley, the cultural assistant, on this week's show. We are talking about all the cool things coming up in Pittsfield. The one that is most top of mind for us is the Wreath Art Auction happening Friday, December 6th, starting at 5 o'clock. We have anywhere from 50 to 75 wreaths coming through the doors to hang on the walls of the Lichtenstein.
You're going to have to expand.
Expand our building?
Something.
Yeah, let's just put a work order in.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Expansion. They're just going to have to be closer. They're going to have to be closer together, which they can be. It is something to have the 24 to 48 hours of those wreaths on the walls of the Lichtenstein and the smell of evergreen. It's very, very cool. And we bundle up as we turn the heat down so we don't get the... We don't hurt the wreaths in any way. But there will be wreaths, centerpieces. The Springside Greenhouse Group really gets creative with these wreaths, and there truly is something for everyone. The doors open at 5. It's grab and go until 6:30 after the tree lighting, which that's when the live auction starts. And there's usually about 15 wreaths up for auction. This, all the proceeds go to the South Community Food Pantry. And we've raised about $30,000 over the course of the last 10 years for the South Community Food Pantry. So we're thrilled to be doing this again on Friday, December 6th. And then that weekend on Saturday, lots of events happening in Pittsfield, including some holiday markets, an outdoor European market on Dunham Mall, photo opportunities with Santa, Where's Winston's scavenger hunt, looking for that cute little dog of the Pittsfield Police Department, Winston, and a chance to win some prizes. And then we gear up for the following weekend of the Pittsfield's Bricktacular event featuring Dom, the Lego guy, and Pittsfield's own Aaron Laundry from Bottomless Bricks, with lots of events going on that weekend. All of these events...
All
on our wonderful website.
Yes, please go to lovepittsfield.com to find out all the fun details.
Lovepittsfield.com. And if you have an event that you are hosting in Pittsfield, please let us know.
Yes,
please. We will post it on our calendar for free. And the easiest way to get in touch with our whole office is cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. Or you can call us 413-499-9348 or stop by the Lichtenstein. We are open to the public Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., where you can see the current art on the walls and talk to us and give us any event information that you have. We'd love to see you. All right. I think that's...
You think that's it?
I think that's enough.
Yeah, right?
That's quite a bit.
happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Yay.
To all of the wonderful people of Pittsfield and beyond. We are grateful for all of you. Have a good week, everyone.
Goodbye.